It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
It's a beautiful morning, and today is a beautiful Monday. It's May 20, 2024. And you are welcome to Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day when we take our devotions. Our devotion will be using our open heaven. And the author of this book is Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye. In today's topic, we will be looking at He that has clean hands. He that has clean hands. And our hymn, like you can hear at the background, is hymn 9. There is a fountain filled with blood.
The dying thief rejoiced to see that mountain in his day. And where may I go?
Once again, if you are just joining us, this is Open Heaven Hour, the time of the day where we will be sharing our devotion. And today we are looking at He that has clean hands from our Open Heaven, Monday, May 20, 2024. And our memory verse today is taken from the book of Psalm 66, verse 18, which says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Psalm 66, verse 18. "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Our Bible for in 1 year is taken from Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 3. So we can read that at our quiet time. But our Bible reading for today will be taken from Psalm 24 verse 3 to 6. Please grab your Bible and come along with us. Psalm 24 verse 3 to 6. And it says, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob." I'll take that again. "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob."
Rejoice to see that mountain in his
and the word for today, it starts by saying, It takes clean hands to ascend to the hill of the Lord, of the Most High God, and from Him. Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 2 says, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. When you ask God for something and He does not give it to you, please check your life first before you start complaining. Are your hands clean? Are you living a holy life? The Bible says that if you are not living a holy life, you are at such a distance from God that He cannot even hear your prayers. Because people who are living in sin are far from God, He will not hear them. God hates sin and cannot come close to sin at all. If you want anything from Him, stay away from sin. Some people feel that they can force God to do things for them, since they do not want to stop their sinful lifestyle, and also know that God will not hear their prayers. They will seek an anointed man of God to pray for them. They believe that God will answer the prayers of the anointed man of God. Several times I have prayed for people, for healings, for deliverance and breakthroughs, without results. On several occasions I have cried to God, what is going on? This fellow is your child. Why are you not answering my prayers? A lot of times God will say, you don't know this old story. It doesn't matter how anointed the man of God is, God cannot be compelled to listen to his prayers over sinners. My father in the Lord, Josiah Akindayobi, he used to say that it is what a father has that he will use to take care of his children. If God is your father, he will take care of you. It is goodness. However, if your father is the devil, he will take care of you with the evil that surrounds him. If you want the blessings of God, ensure that you surrender your life to him in totality and live holy. The Bible says that without holiness, no man can see God. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. So if you truly want to abide in His presence and experience His abundant goodness, holiness must be your lifestyle. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection, and there is a question that says, are your hands clean?
Think about this as we listen to the hymn.
Have a lovely day today.